Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll go right into your phone calls here and start things out with Fraker, I believe. Oh, no, we're not. He dropped off the line. So the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here's an interesting little story about the poor bastards in the newspaper business. I mean, they are just having a tough, tough time. The subscription rates are down. People are just not buying, and I mean, they are down across the industry just significantly. Millions fewer newspapers are being sold today than decades ago. It's a dying business. And of course, the federal government was recently looking into what to do about this. My God, we can't lose the newspaper business because they're so allegiant. They have such an allegiance to the state, so we need to do whatever we can to keep them around. But it looks like there is at least one paper that is trying something a little bit different, and I think they should be applauded for this. It's the Miami Herald, and according to NBC in Miami, this holiday season you have several options of where to donate your money. The Salvation Army, Toys for Tots, soup kitchens. But have you considered the Miami Herald? It's not quite a charity case yet, but the paper of record in the Magic City is now accepting handouts if you have any spare change. Starting today, users of the Herald's web edition can make donations to the paper on each story. A link at the bottom of each story directs users to support ongoing news coverage on MiamiHerald.com. Through the link, you can pay any amount you'd like with a credit card, and the suggested donation is going toward a good cause. If you value the Miami Herald's local news reporting and investigations but prefer the convenience of the Internet, please consider a voluntary payment for the web news that matters to you, the donation page reads. With cutbacks, layoffs, and weak revenues, the Herald is looking for money from its online content any way it can get it. Having already cut 175 jobs earlier this year, that's huge. The Herald announced it would be cutting 24 more just in time for the holidays.
Gosh.
Yeah, paying for online content is nothing new, of course. The New York Times flirted with it and then backed off, and Rupert Murdoch promises to make the content of his online newspapers pay sites. That's been the discussion from certain web content providers out there. As they point out, not all of them are moving forward with it. They've just been kind of talking about how great it would be. It sure would be great if we could get absolutely everybody in the industry to start charging for their websites. Then someone might actually pay for it.
Right. Well, I think that I like what the Miami Herald's doing
here. I do, too.
When you look at something like Wikipedia, to me, is a very valuable resource on the Internet. I know a lot of people...
Yeah, I gave them some money this year, first time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
People, I haven't done that, but I tell you, I feel bad every time I see it, because I know I use that service.
Well,
and
you can't afford it.
I find it, not right now, I can't. Yeah. I find it valuable, and that's, you know, that's, I'd love to give them some money, and I think that that Miami Herald will probably find some people that are willing to do that. I hope
so.
It works for them.
If they make it easy. I think that's a huge piece in this. I mean, if you're having to go there and enter in all your credit card information and your billing address and stuff, it could be pretty difficult. But if they set it up easy, I mean, a lot of people use PayPal or Google Checkout or something like that. If they set it up in a way that makes it convenient for me to donate a dollar, of course, I'm gonna. I'm on there. I'm going to do it if it's a news source that I frequent a lot. But that's maybe it's because I'm the younger generation, and that's the way I see things. If I'm absorbing free content, I think that eventually I'm going to be paying something for it.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily a younger generation thing. I think don't most people realize that what they're looking at on a website somebody had to put online, and so therefore if nobody buys an ad or if nobody's paying for the web edition, then those folks are going to go out of business someday. So if you don't if you don't pony up, then they may not put
that
content
out again. Well, I think a lot of people think that the ads will cover all of it. And if you're a smaller newspaper, they're not doing much at all. I mean, you need a whole lot of traffic in order to get any kind of ad revenue out of a web page. We're talking thousands, millions of hits every all
web,
the time.
Web
right,
ads.
Free Talk Live has huge traffic on its website. And
huge? I don't know.
Well, it's a lot. People show up in the rankings when I tell it to them.
I mean,
we're on the top 200,000 sites on the internet or roundabouts. So we fluctuated from like 130,000 up to 215,000, so we're in there somewhere. And it changes constantly.
When we roll out the new website, we're really going to have a bunch. But you know, it's people pay for our banners, but it's not like that. You know, the amount that we get in for banners,
that's not going to pay a staff to write articles.
It's not going to pay a part-time guy to come in once a week.
No.
So pretty much.
I think that there's some people who actually think that the web banners, the Google ads, are actually making money, versus I've always done podcasts, so I always know that a lot of the podcasts that I'm listening to, actually all of them, it's on a voluntary basis. And so if I want to give them money, that's something they've told me from the very beginning, and so I'm used to that. I listen to podcasts, I download them, I enjoy the content, so I throw them a few bucks every now and then.
And that's our business model, and it's a portion of our business model. I mean, we get revenue from different sources, but one of them is the Free Talk Live AMP program, which is essentially the same thing that the Herald is doing, wherein we put our content on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can download it for free. And then we just ask you to pony up $3 a month, and over 500 of our listeners have done that. And when you look at the statistics, you know, what are we getting, like 3,000 downloads a show on average, something like that, Mark?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a sixth of our listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers, if you want to look at it that way. And I mean, those are rough numbers. Obviously, it's not the same 3,000 people that download every single show. But generally, one-sixth of your listenership online, I think that's pretty good conversion.
I'd say you're being very optimistic with your numbers. I'd say we have more like 8,000 to 10,000 listeners in a given month, and we get 3,000 downloads per show. Some people listen to every show. A lot of people don't. A lot of people cherry pick.
Even if it was 10,000, it doesn't matter
because it's working.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, the sixth number, 10th, 12th, it doesn't matter, because we get in, what, $4,000 a month that we specifically use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We wouldn't otherwise be, you know, spending that money on that kind of stuff. It would be hard if you and I were taking that $4,000 a month and that was going into paychecks, that we then have to decide, okay, you're going to cut out $2,000 out of your paycheck, and I'm going to cut $2,000 out of my paycheck, and we're going to spend it on advertising this month. That's not going
to
happen.
It's not enough to operate the entire show as far as getting your mortgage paid or whatever, and all of the costs covered, but it helps. And similarly, I don't think the Miami Herald is going to get enough coming in to cover probably an entire department of their newspaper, but it's going to be something that they can add to their bottom line, and that's important.
And so, I think it also gives a certain amount of loyalty. If you're giving money to something, you almost feel like you're buying into it. You're buying into the stock here. So even if you're only giving a dollar or two a week, you're probably going to be more likely to frequent that site if you did buy into it.
And more likely to see the advertisements, therefore, because, I mean, the Herald's going to be relying on selling ads and this new voluntary contribution program. They're probably going to still be selling, you know, obviously they still have subscriptions as well. But, you know, good for them. Good for them for experimenting with that. I think that some people are making fun of them for it, but whatever. If it keeps them in business, then it worked.
Who's making fun?
I mean, I'm looking at the article here. The article, they've got this little rating system where you can vote. Are you laughing, sad, intrigued, bored, furious, or thrilled? And so you can, as a reader of this article, you can vote. And 49% are laughing. So the majority of the people that are looking at this article are laughing about that.
Well,
I think it's good for them.
I, for one, kind of have this disdain for newspapers in general, because newspapers have held the lion's share of ad revenue for a very long time. And some people don't like it because newspapers are entrenched and they consider them to be liberal politics. You know, like, lots of reasons they don't like newspapers.
Yeah.
Newspapers have basically, their bread and butter is death, destruction, bad news, and a lot of people don't like that. I, for one, do not. So, you know, that's, I think, a lot of reasons why they're doing bad. But I'm not going to treat somebody that way that's, you know, that's trying something new, even if I don't like their reporting in particular. I
mean, yeah. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including our chat room. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And best time is during the show, of course. Head over to chat.freetalklive.com. That is chat.freetalklive.com. And check out the Lowcountry Liberty Report. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, that focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. And he doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reporting. Does try to add some humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com. And that's lclreport.com. We continue here. Toby, you've got something you wanted to share from overseas, the UK. What's happening over there?
Yeah, this is coming from the Daily Mail, where a 12-year-old schoolboy has been suspended for dealing crisps. Yes, a schoolboy has been suspended for crisp dealing at a school which has banned fatty drinks and snacks. Yes, this is the UK.
Potato chips?
That's a potato chip, yes. Term. Exactly.
Like what they call biscuits. The cookies are biscuits over there.
I see.
Yeah.
12-year-old.
Strange folk.
Very. And especially getting into this article. 12-year-old Joel Bradley was caught allegedly selling a packet of Discos at a markup price of 50p. I guess. I don't know.
Pence?
I guess. Well, I don't know what that converts to, but he's marking up the potato chips.
I can only assume that there's 100 pence in a pound, and therefore that you know, it's probably about the same conversion rate. I think it's 1.75 or something like that for cents. So, you know.
So he's like a 50 to 100% markup on the chips.
75, 80 cents.
He was suspended from Liverpool's Cardinal Heenan High School because it was the second time he had been caught.
Damn it.
No, he's a multiple offender here.
Well, you know, once they get you once when you're a dealer, they always go after you.
Well, then they're watching you.
Yeah, exactly.
His father, Joe, said the boy had been victimized for an enterprise which could earn him as much as £15 a day. That's a significant profit.
Especially when you're going to school. And
yeah, when you're just a 12-year-old kid, 15 right. pounds, that's a that's close to, what, 25, 30 bucks convert? I don't know.
About that?
That's a profit.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit, just from selling illegal chips. Mr. Bradley from Liverpool's Norris Green District, too, the boy's father, admitted that he had once been caught selling canned drinks, chocolate bars, and chips from a van parked off the school property. But
the dad?
Yeah, the dad. The dad's the one who gave him the idea for this. I mean, he's parked off school property. Yeah. He's on the street selling school kids the band snacks.
You know, this is a common behavior awesome. In every school. I did this. We did it, as a matter of fact. There was candy sales for the groups at school. So every
selling
group,
chocolate bars and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was always good at this, and so every group would always try to get me to help them sell, even if I wasn't part of that group. And I generally had some kind of candy bar that I was selling at some point or another, and that was common. But you know, they didn't sell all the kinds, so sometimes people would sell an hour later they brought, and you know, just whatever. What difference does it make? People are buying and selling things that they want.
Right. But the school has gone healthy. Headmaster Dave Freshaw said parents and pupils must abide by the school rules or go elsewhere. We have a healthy school and we're proud of it, he said. If parents are not happy, they are perfectly free to take their children to a school that allows pupils to sell these kinds of snacks. Of course, this is a public school, so they're not quite so welcome to take their children elsewhere, but neither that.
Sure, that's the school in his area.
Exactly.
Right. Right. So what's he going to do, go to the one across town?
He can pay for private school.
That's right.
Mr. Forshaw right. said the pupils were caught around 3 or 4 times a week selling snacks at the school.
Various different people.
Yes, very soon. We have about 6 to 7 regular sellers, said the headmaster. So this is just pointing out that when there is any kind of a prohibited substance,
yep.
there will be a black market to fill the void.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if it's drugs, alcohol,
or potato chips. You can take this and look at the microcosm of the marketplace that is the school. It's a fairly restricted area in that, you know, like a prison, it's difficult to get in and out of.
Right, there's just a few doors.
Right, but nonetheless, they still have a difficult time regulating what the kids can do.
They can't keep potato chips out of their own school.
Exactly. So you take that and then you expand it out to an entire society. People have proposed ideas that involve either the taxing or the outright banning of certain unhealthy products. Those proposals have been put on the table before. They do exist in the schools, but some people would like to see similar restrictions nationwide. And so then you literally would see if they banned potato chips in the United States. First of all, it's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry, most likely. But you'd have to start manufacturing potato chips in your back, you know, in your kitchen.
It'd be the first thing that people would do.
Yeah,
they'd
start
buy themselves
doing kettle
a little
chips.
Fry Daddy, and off they'd go.
Yeah, and they would start selling them at you know, places like baseball games, outside of bars, inside of bars. And
the people had the you'd start, basically people would end up with lower quality chips to begin with.
Oh, yeah. You'd have the fattiest, nastiest chips. You would never be able to find the baked chips anymore. Those would be off the market entirely. And it would be this microcosm of what's happening at this school, except society wide.
It would be huge, and I mean we're talking about a 50% to 100% markup when it's readily available. I mean, people would be willing to pay huge prices. I mean, and these are just kids with disposable income.
Right.
I also find it interesting here. I mean, if this isn't a gateway for dealing, what is? I mean, this kid's only 12 years old. Imagine when
he's figured out what the black market will do. And I've got to say that I walked out of prison with, I think it was about $10,000 or $15,000 that I was able to start my life with, all on banned substances that weren't actually illegal.
Wow.
While I was in there, I was selling cigars and you know, different kinds of things.
They were banned from within the prison, is what you're saying.
Correct. And you know, they there was just nothing that you can't stop it. You can't stop it.
What do you do with the $15,000? I mean, how does that work? If you've got $15,000, you're not keeping that in your cell, that's for sure. So how do you transfer the cash from your illicit sales into some sort of account? How does that work?
I don't want to implicate anyone else in this. You know, I'd have to give you specifics.
Was there a guard that helped you out?
No, it was visitors.
Well, how does that work?
I can't tell you.
Well, what do you mean you can't tell me? I mean, you were selling cigars all week long. You had a visitor come.
I'd get cash, and I'd slip it to him, and off it would go.
So you would actually meet the visitor in person. You would not have a window between you that would bar you.
Oh, that's correct. This was prison, not jail. So,
I see.
Yeah, and there would be visitors. And I worked in the visiting park, so I had access to everybody else's visitors, too.
So they're not as likely to search a visitor when they're leaving as they are when they're coming in. Is that the idea?
But they wouldn't search them at all.
Really?
Yeah.
But they'd search you when you come.
What are they smuggling out of a prison?
No, but they would search them when they come in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They wouldn't search them at all on the way out.
Right. Okay.
So.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, that's that. How off it went. And
very interesting.
Yeah. You know, this kid could make out just as well. And we're talking about nearly $5,000 a year that this kid could have been making. I mean, about
selling chips.
$25, $30 a day profit. He could have made about $5,000 just selling potato chips between classes.
The school has taught this child how to be a drug dealer.
Yes, exactly. And how to use the black market.
I just hope he doesn't get called to the back, you know, the back locker pod someday and have a couple of toughs beat him up for his backpack full of chips. I mean, because that stuff happens in the black market,
too.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, or CRISPs, as they're called. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Maybe you were an illegal CRISP dealer and you want to tell us about it. You're welcome to. It's Free Talk Live.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including archives going back for an entire year right there on the front page of the website. And they are completely free for you at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to your phone calls. Unscreen caller on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who is
Hancock
this?
Hancock in Virginia. How you doing?
Hancock?
Yeah.
Okay. What's on your mind tonight?
In Virginia. So, I just want to talk briefly about the Young Turks. I heard about them, obviously, because they won your little competition. I went to go to their website and download their podcast and listen to it.
Yeah, this is a progressive
they podcast.
They charge for it?
Yeah, they charge for it. They give you 30 minutes free, and then they make you pay for it after that.
What a scam.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. I was like, you know, I'll listen to it. If I like it, I might get some of the money, but I'm not going to listen to them if they charge for the podcast.
I can't believe, you know, I mean, they've just got a big internet following, and, you know, they're on Sirius Satellite, they've got a national audience, you know, what are you going to do?
You're talking about the show that defeated us by a hair's length, apparently. Yeah. It was apparently a fairly tight competition for this year's podcast awards, and no wonder the guy was bragging about how much money he made at the Talkers seminar that we went to this year. They're charging for their podcast. So you can expect that Free Talk Live will never do such a thing. So.
Right. So just another quick thing about vaccines here. I just recently got my baby vaccinated, and I have two main issues with vaccines, and I think anybody in their right mind should have these same issues. I've noticed in the news whenever they report on an injury related to vaccines, every single time, it's never that the vaccine caused it. It's always an underlying medical condition that they never talk about.
Okay.
Right. And
you know, they never.
And it may very well, that may very well be true, that it is an underlying medical condition that they, that you know, we didn't know about. But people have underlying medical conditions. When you think about it, when you think about the average person and then the possibility of things that might be wrong with them, and you just give them a jab of a needle and off they go, you know, there's a certain percentage of the population that that's going to make ill, or, you know, hurt them for the rest of their lives or kill them.
That may be yes, all by the story. And in addition to that, you know, they have, you know, obviously, and I've heard you guys talk about it, and I've looked it up, and sure enough, there is a vaccine injury compensation fund. And, you know, I brought that up to the doctor as a, you know, why do you need this if vaccines are perfectly safe? He's like, I'm not sure they have such a thing. And this is a doctor I was talking to, and that kind of bothered me.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't know all the
doctors don't know about this.
They're just, the doctors are just drug dispensers. They're told, you know, this is what you do for this. Here are the symptoms, and this is, you know, what the illness is. Mm-hmm. This is what you administer for this. And vaccines, just give them.
And on top of that, you know, you cannot hold a vaccine company responsible. You know, back, I guess, in the 60s, I guess it was, they told the government, you know, we're not going to make these things if you don't make us immune to litigation. And, you know, that, you know, the simple fact that you can't hold these companies responsible is a serious problem for me.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, that there's no liability for what they create and what they market. Pretty scary. So,
you know,
do you want to share anything else?
Issues, you know, not taking into account, you know, the conspiracy theory type stuff. You know, I'm not talking about the stuff that's in them. Simply that policy, I believe, makes these things naturally unsafe.
Thank you for your thoughts tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, hey, Mark, you want to play Hide the Koosh?
Thanks for the call.
I'm not the Hide the Koosher guy.
Maybe you were. You just haven't told us about it. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Where did I hear this? I wish I could remember where I saw this. Maybe it was just a vicious rumor, but I could have sworn I heard that somebody was designing a permanent flu vaccine.
How could that? It changes every
right.
year.
I don't know. Maybe that's why it was just a vicious rumor. I don't know. I was looking for it here.
It morphs it.
Right. But, the whole idea that somebody could do that seems pretty absurd on its face, but you can better believe people would line up to take that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's a huge issue, is so many people just blindly will take it without knowing the side effects. Yes, any medication, any vaccine has side effects. There's a chance that it could kill you. It doesn't matter what you're taking. It could interfere with an underlying medical condition, other medication you're taking. There are always risks involved. So you've got it's a risk assessment. Is there a greater chance of me getting the flu and dying, or is there then dying or getting some kind of illness from the vaccine? And it is a risk assessment, and in some cases, for some people, it's a better idea to take the vaccine. For some people, not.
The flu is certainly a dangerous, I don't know if you call it an illness like that, a disease, but it's certainly dangerous.
Well, it kills 500,000 people worldwide, 36,000 in the U.S. alone every single year.
Most of the time, their vaccines are nigh useless because they have to guess 6 months, 9 months, a year in advance, what is going to be the flu strain that that they have to worry about. And we can see from this H1N1 picky flu that they had that was supposed to be this world pandemic. They declared a global state of emergency for what has turned out now to be a relatively mild flu season with fewer deaths than usual.
Yeah, smallest pandemic on record in the history of the world. Anything that ever since there's been a pandemic declared, H1N1's the smallest.
This isn't even a mild regular. Isn't even a regular flu season.
Right.
So these are the same people that are guessing what the flu vaccine should be. So even if the flu vaccine doesn't affect you adversely, and I suspect it doesn't adversely affect most people, in the same way that caffeine doesn't adversely affect most people, but it does me. Then you know, there's what's the reason for taking it? We're going there. We're paying our $30, whatever, maybe it'll protect us from some flu that's floating around. I can see why some people choose to do that, but man, that's a kick butt business model.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna mix up some solutions
with no liability too.
that you're gonna take for $30, and you don't have and I don't have the foggiest clue whether it'll work.
Yeah, if you get the flu anyway, hey, too bad.
Right. If I don't get the flu, then yay, I didn't get the flu. The flu shot worked. If I do get the flu, then they picked the wrong one. Big deal. Either way, my $30 is gone. This is
a big scam.
It's close to it.
So I found the source for what I was remembering. It was over at lourockwell.com on their blog. It's the only thing I can find when I look for a permanent flu shot. Apparently it's Lou Rockwell, so the site owner, the guy that runs the place, saying he saw this on Fox News, this exchange. One of their hosts saying, and now to our special health correspondent, Joe Baloney, I think they changed the name there, at the Federal Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Bob, if you hate getting annual flu shots, here's good news. Scientists at the CDC are developing a permanent flu shot. Just take it once, and it will always protect you. Wow, Joe, that is great. I want one of those shots. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you going to really go out and take something like that? That sounds pretty scary. It's even more scary because they're working on it at the CDC. And that's one of the things that bugs me the most about the flu shot thing is that it's the government that's recommending them. And I know the government doesn't always recommend things that are dangerous for you. I mean, they do demand that you wear your seatbelt in 49 out of the 50 states. So
they don't recommend it. In 49 out of 50 states, they demand it. But... You know, the thing is with the Center for Disease Control, what I don't trust about them is NASA has proved that you can take the greatest minds in the world and turn them into incompetent bureaucrats. You know, when they were competing against Russia in the space race, these guys were doing, they were really doing some amazing work. Since then, they've really pretty much gone backwards as far as their production. I was just watching TED, Technology Education Design.
Yeah, it's a video series.
From 2006, and they had some guy on there that was doing his, you know, the Spaceship One, Spaceship Two, fellas, and you know he was just pointing out how backwards NASA is.
Oh, really?
How incompetent they truly are,
yeah.
And they are. It's I mean, you've taken the greatest. Only the government can take the greatest minds and turn them into incompetent bureaucrats. And I suspect the Center for Disease Control, that's what's going on there too. If you want real innovation, you need to let science be in the participate in the free market.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up because it reminds me we never talked about Spaceship Two. It's now available. It's coming out, the sequel to Spaceship One. And of course, the U.S. federal government is still operating with its same old model. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. We've talked about it briefly earlier in the show. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. Send us $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, we just had a brand new station come on this past weekend. I have yet to actually add it to the website, but it's KBCT-FM in Waco, Texas. So welcome aboard to those listeners. They're not listening right now, but they're only doing Saturday nights. But nonetheless, all of this is being made possible, this expansion of Free Talk Live, by listeners like you. And you get perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, the AmpOnly podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month, all at amp.freetalklive.com. And we were talking, we got into the discussion about the space program and how you were pointing out, Mark, that the government can take really, really brilliant scientists and turn them into somewhat useless bureaucrats. And that's the NASA program in a nutshell. They can get some things done, but they have to spend billions upon billions of dollars in order to accomplish it. And half the time, things blow up and go wrong and get lost and all kinds of just colossal failures and very, very costly failures. And, of course, well, it doesn't matter if they fail at NASA because, well, none of them are on the hook for the cost. There aren't any investors that are that the NASA organization is accountable to. If they lose a multi-billion dollar moon rover or Mars rover or something, then, oh, well, we'll just get more money
right
from the taxpayers.
That's the thing. There's no opportunity to fail, really, in the marketplace. Not a real failure. You're not going to have to close up shop and go home and tell your wife, well, I guess we blew it. I'm going to have to go and drive a taxi cab or sell pizzas or whatever. you just keep on getting funding and keep on getting funding because that's the way the government works. It means working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Right. So you know, for the successes that they've had, good for them. Whenever you're the government, you can throw enough money at something and get something done. You want to
build
a road.
Bridges, they build schools. It happens.
It's just not going to be as efficient as it could be.
Right. The upkeep on the road sucks. The schools are not that great at educating, but they got the school built, and they did build the road at one point.
The explanation I love to give, and you know, I can't find a better one than this, is I guess a new Camry or Accord probably costs $25,000 or $30,000. If my wife sends me out to buy a new car and I buy myself a brand new Accord for $78,000 because I've managed to talk the salesman up, and he'll let you do it.
Yeah.
up to $78,000 for this car. I haven't succeeded. Yes, no. I came back with a car, but you can't call me successful. All you can call me is a miserable idiot for having to gotten a $30,000 car for $78,000. And if the government fails on that scale, everybody has a party.
Right. I mean, you get divorced, but the government just gets more money.
Well, if the government only spends 2.5 times what it costs to get something, that's a great deal.
Yeah. So we point out here that the NASA is just a really it's a really poor way to get space travel and space exploration done. It's amazing to me that some people believe that in the absence of NASA, that there would be no space exploration whatsoever. If
NASA would love you to believe that.
If it weren't for the government, we would never have gotten to the moon.
What, do people not care about space all of a sudden?
That's just it. People in America are obsessed with space. Look at Star Trek and all these various different space sci-fi adventure series. I mean, the sci-fi is huge, not just in America, but around the world. So, of course, I mean, all you'd have to do is tack on a little 30-second spot to the end of Star Trek to say, we, the producers of Star Trek, support this particular space exploration organization. We'd like you to contribute your money to it as well. I mean, it wouldn't be hard at all to market the ideas of charitable space exploration. Not hard in the least. And people would, especially when the various different space charities, and obviously I'm fantasizing here because they don't exist today, but the various different space exploration groups would be accomplishing far more than NASA. So they would be able to say, look what we've done so far. Here's what we'd like to do. We're going to need some money for this. And all the space geeks would totally throw down for that.
Oh, and I mean, there's other ways that they could gain money as well. I mean, not to mention the practical reasons for going to space, satellites and such.
Sure,
that kind of thing.
The industrial things,
But, I mean, the images brought back from the Hubble Space Telescope, I mean, doesn't need to be NASA doing those things. Nope. Other companies could be doing that stuff as well. There's a huge market. I mean, I buy those really, really expensive books that have the space images in them and stuff that yes, NASA has gotten around to, did it at probably a much higher price.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, there's still a market for that stuff. You could
space hotels. I mean, they're looking at that now because now, finally, space is becoming open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the government letting off as far as its restrictions on who can do what up there. So that brings me to the story about Spaceship Two, which is, of course, the other thing, besides just individuals like us, just regular folk giving money to some sort of space exploration organization.
And we're
also
the poor
billionaires.
Folk. Right, we're the poor ones. We're just the bottom line consumers. There are rich people who would be willing to pay a whole lot of money to go to space.
People like, I think it's Paul Allen from Microsoft, I believe, and other multi-billionaires that just have nothing more to do with their money than to fund interesting ventures and exploratory ideas like this. So here's a story from KABC, and there are a bunch of these out there, so I just picked one. What's billed as the world's first commercial spaceship has just been unveiled, and this is last week, in the California desert for $200,000. That's cheap. I mean, all things considered.
Right. For these guys, everything starts out expensive. $200,000 is expensive to anybody who's in this room and most of the people listening to this show.
Be the first person to buy a plasma TV a decade and a half ago and tell me what that costs.
Well, be the first person to buy a TV or a car.
Yeah.
Now all these technologies are trickling down. Plasma TVs haven't trickled down quite so much, but you can go to a pawn shop and buy a color television for $30.
Right.
I mean, this technology was still a relatively big deal when I was a kid. They had black and white TVs and things like that. You had rabbit ears. And, you know, prior to that, it was a very big deal. So it takes a while for technology to trickle down, but it really, really, really does.
Well, if it's in the private market, it does. I mean, can you imagine if it was NASA or the government who was in charge of TV? I mean, we'd just be coming out with a color projection TV or something like that today. I mean, there would be no flat screen, no HD.
We'd be lucky to have motion pictures if it was the government that was in charge of that. You'd have maybe still shots or something. So let me let Richard Branson here, this billionaire, pitch his business to you because it sounds pretty cool. For $200,000, you can have your ticket punched for your Well, this is repetitive. Your ticket punched for your ticket to outer space. Billionaire businessman Sir Richard Branson is bankrolling the operation. He says, once they're in space, they'll unbuckle their seats. And as you can see, we've got these enormous windows, which you can't see because we're on the radio, but you can imagine, which no spacecraft has ever had before. They can look back at the Earth, and they can float around, and they can become astronauts. How cool is that, man? You're going up. You are
motivating a lot of people.
You are being able to look out these tremendous windows. And
you know, that's thinking outside the box, Ian. Big windows. Because all the pictures I've seen from these NASA spaceships are these teeny, teeny little windows. Who would have thunk to put a big old window so you could actually look out it?
Well, now, back when the space shuttle was designed, what, 3 decades ago?
Well, that's
however
long
it was.
It's
they probably
so long
couldn't.
Ago.
Exactly. They probably couldn't have a big window. They probably were scared S-less that it's going to blow out in the vacuum of space is going to, or suck in, rather, you know, the vacuum of space, or I guess it would blow up. Yeah, it would blow up. Anyway, that it was probably dangerous, but new engineering has occurred. These folks that are in the private space market have come up with new ideas, and now they can have big windows. Spaceship 2 is about 60 feet long and seats 8, including 2 pilots. It's attached to the aircraft named the White Knight, which will take the spaceship up to 60,000 feet and then let it go. Spaceship 2 then hits the gas, going about 65 miles above the Earth's surface. The famed aviation designer Burt Rutan is the man behind the design. Already around 300 passengers have prepaid or put down deposits for their ride into space. The plan is to invest more than $400 million for a fleet of 5 such spacecrafts and launch vehicles. Rutan's, one of their would-be space travelers, said, "I'm extremely excited. I mean, this is the day that finally we get a spaceship that's going to be able to carry people from all over the planet to get a view of the world. I'm excited to make part of history," said one of their space travelers. In fact, this plan is to even have, I mean, these are businessmen, right? I mean, they're looking to make a profit, so that's why this is all happening. The plan is to have the spaceship ready for commercial flights by 2011, and it'll be taking off from New Mexico, where their spaceport is being built. In fact, in another one of the stories, they mentioned that eventually they're talking about competing with commercial airlines, in that you could fly, apparently, from Australia to Los Angeles or something like that in 2 hours with one of these flights.
Good
if
Lord.
You wanted to. So that's way cool. Anyway, we're coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Bring up anything. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.